What begins as a family road trip quickly spirals into a deadly game of cat and mouse. Finley Donovan, divorced mother of two, struggling novelist, and accidental criminal, finds herself crammed in an SUV with her children, her judgmental mother, her controlling ex-husband Stephen, and her nanny Vero, heading to Atlantic City. While the others believe they're taking a simple vacation, Finley and Vero have a secret mission, rescuing Vero's boyfriend Javi from Marco Toscano, a ruthless loan shark who's holding him hostage over a $200,000 debt. The journey itself becomes a pressure cooker of tension. Stephen's patronizing comments about Finley's writing career, her mother's probing questions about finances, and the exhausting task of maintaining normalcy while orchestrating a criminal rescue mission. When Zach's beloved Wooby blanket flies out the window onto a highway median, Stephen nearly attempts a suicidal dash across six lanes of traffic before a state trooper intervenes. A perfect metaphor for how one wrong move in Finley's double life could have devastating consequences. In Atlantic City, Finley and Vero meet Marco Toscano in a casino back office. He demands either his missing nephew Ike, secretly dead, or $200,000 for Javi's release. Marco's leather-bound ledger reveals how Vero's $50,000 loan grew to $200,000 in 3 years. The situation worsens when they later find Marco and his investigator, Louis, murdered in Marco's hotel suite. Instead of alerting authorities, they hide the bodies in a service elevator shaft and begin investigating themselves. Their suspicions deepen when they discover Stephen has a similar ledger in his nightstand documenting 5 years of transactions, raising questions about Finley's ex-husband's possible criminal involvement. These murders complicate their rescue mission significantly. Their decision to conceal the bodies shows how far they've strayed from legal solutions. They preserve corpses in ice-filled bathtubs while researching decomposition rates online. Their cover-up becomes increasingly elaborate, rotating bodies between hotel rooms, navigating around housekeeping schedules and security cameras, and meticulously cleaning crime scenes with hotel gift shop supplies. Tension escalates when Finley's boyfriend Nick, a police officer, and FBI agent Garrett Stokes establish surveillance across from her hotel room, forcing her to maintain normal conversations with law enforcement while managing hidden bodies nearby. A powerful undercurrent throughout is how the promise of wealth corrupts nearly everyone it touches. At the center stands a thumb drive containing cryptocurrency worth $14 million, a modern-day buried treasure bringing out the worst in those who pursue it. Charlie Cox, Nick's corrupt ex-partner, betrays not only his police oath, but years of friendship for a chance at this fortune. Marco's loan-sharking operation represents another face of financial corruption, preying on vulnerable individuals with excessive interest rates and violent collection methods. Even teenage hacker Cameron is motivated by potential payday, showing how quick wealth can override basic self-preservation instincts. Perhaps most telling is Finley's own complex relationship with money. Despite her strong moral compass, she doesn't hesitate to use cash stolen from Marco's suite to pay hotel damages or bribe people for information. Her justifications, always framed as necessary to protect her family, demonstrate how economic pressure gradually erodes moral boundaries until previously unthinkable actions become rationalized as necessary survival tactics. These parallel ledgers symbolize the hidden deaths and secrets driving everyone's actions, suggesting a vast conspiracy connecting seemingly unrelated events in Atlantic City's shadow economy. Beneath the thriller elements lies a poignant exploration of relationships. Vero and Javi's star-crossed romance forms the emotional core, separated for years by misunderstanding and good intentions gone awry. When Javi confesses he deliberately stayed away believing it was best for Vero's future, it highlights the painful irony that their separation was born of love rather than its absence. Finlay's relationship with Nick develops amid chaos, growing more intimate even as she keeps enormous secrets from him. Their connection is complicated by Nick's professional integrity and Finlay's criminal activities, creating fundamental tension. Perhaps most touching is Finlay's friendship with Vero, which has evolved from employer-employee to something resembling sisterhood. Their willingness to risk everything for each other demonstrates loyalty transcending conventional relationships. When Finlay notices Vero still wearing her plastic wedding ring from her drunken ceremony with Avi, her mixed feelings about potentially losing her closest friend reveal the depth of their bond. Throughout the novel, these relationships are tested by extreme circumstances, revealing their true strength and resilience in ways ordinary life never could. Throughout the novel, deception emerges as both moral failing and necessary survival skill. Finlay constantly juggles multiple identities, devoted mother, romance novelist, amateur detective, and reluctant criminal, requiring an elaborate web of lies that grows more intricate daily. Her novelist's imagination becomes both shield and weapon, allowing her to navigate increasingly dangerous situations while protecting those closest to her. Vero similarly relies on deception, using an arsenal of disguises and false identities with remarkable adaptability. Their elaborate scheme to infiltrate Enzo Russo's penthouse by posing as dominatrices demonstrates their creative approach to gathering information, a plan succeeding precisely because of its audacity. The novel repeatedly asks whether some deceptions might be justified by intentions and circumstances. Is Finlay wrong to hide criminal activities that began with protecting herself and children from genuine threats? Is Vero's theft of a car to save Javi morally defensible when no legal options remained? By placing sympathetic characters in ethically compromising positions, we're forced to question where we would draw our own moral lines when survival conflicts with conventional morality. Some of the novel's most exhilarating sequences involve elaborate heists that would make Ocean's 11 proud. The Chop Shop rescue stands out as a masterclass in tension building. After disguising themselves as pizza delivery workers to gain entry, Finlay and Vero discover Javi bound in an office. Their escape through ceiling tiles, balancing on steel crossbeams 15 feet above concrete while bullets tear through the ceiling, culminates in Finley's leap onto an Aston Martin's hood. The subsequent car chase, complete with an explosion engulfing the chop shop as they speed away, delivers cinematic thrills. What ultimately makes this story so engaging is the constant juxtaposition of mundane family life with high-stakes criminal activity. Finlay must balance parenting responsibilities and writing deadlines alongside body disposal and hostage rescue. This creates both tension and humor as she pivots between drastically different worlds, often within minutes. When her children go missing in the casino while she's busy hiding bodies, or when she must explain her absence to Nick while secretly planning to confront a murderer, these colliding worlds create impossible situations, testing her resourcefulness. Her ability to maintain normalcy amid chaos, ensuring her children are fed and comforted even while planning criminal activities, makes her both relatable and admirable. The story speaks to something deeper about modern womanhood, the constant juggling of responsibilities, the hidden complexities beneath seemingly ordinary lives, and the surprising strength that emerges when protecting those we love. In Finlay's world, the line between suburban mom and criminal mastermind isn't just thin, it's practically non-existent.